It's 4:04. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Governor Kim Reynolds is creating a new state board to oversee the response to last month's catastrophic flooding. Reynolds says in order to move forward, it's critical the state not only provide funding at the state level, but have a central point of coordination and plan to use those funds. Reynolds issued an executive order this morning that establishes a 15-member flood recovery advisory board. The governor's also asking lawmakers to set aside $25 million in state funds for flood recovery. The first $15 million would be used for flood mitigation, including help in making levee repairs. Some southwest Iowa County roads are decimated from last month's historic flooding. 200 Street, just south of Percival, has holes full of water and is not usable. Robbie Crominga is Fremont County's assistant county engineer. Crominga says they'll have to fill all of the holes in the road before people can drive on it again. The county engineer's office says all of the repairs collectively could take months and cost over $5 million. Former Democratic senator and governor of Nebraska Bob Kerrey says he won't be addressing graduates and their families at the commencement ceremony of the Catholic Creighton University in Omaha because he doesn't want his support for abortion rights to be a distraction. The state Republican Party's executive director said last week Creighton should find a different speaker and take a stand for their pro-life values. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update at 4:32. I'm Mary Hartnett.